Now, friends, we come to the 7th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Now, I think I need to reorient ourselves in this book, and it'll make this book more meaningful to us, although it's rather mechanical. We saw that from chapters 2 through 6, that these were prophecies that Jeremiah gave during the first 5 years of his ministry, which means he probably started when he was around 20 years of age. And as a young man, he gave those prophecies. They're serious and severe prophecies, condemning his people and also pronouncing judgment. But now we come in chapter 7 through 9, and these prophecies were given after they had found the law in the temple, having cleansed it under this man Josiah. So that we've now come to that particular part, and we want to look at this particular section together today because the temple is before us. And you can well imagine the background of this, that this man Josiah, he was greatly concerned about his people, and he obviously had a wonderful and personal relationship with God. And he was a young man. And apparently he and Jeremiah were good friends. They were probably just about the same age. Now when the temple was being cleansed, they found the book of the law. In fact, Hilkiah the priest, and Hilkiah evidently was the father of Jeremiah. And so the temple was repaired. And that, of course, was a very wonderful thing. And we find now that this man, Jeremiah, gives a prophecy to the people. He stands in the gate of the Lord's house, and this is the way this chapter 7 opens. Verse 1, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Now, I should say probably that there are those that feel that this is very similar to the prophecy that we have over in the 26th chapter of Jeremiah here. And the prophecy is very similar, but if you'll notice over there, he doesn't stand as he does here in the gate, but he's in the court of Jehovah's house. He's gone on through the gate, and he gives the message there. In other words, he hadn't changed his viewpoint, and that was given later on under the reign of another king, and we'll see that when we get to it. But here we see him now giving this message. It's in the 18th year of the reign of Josiah, and that's the 5th year of the ministry of Jeremiah. And he gives this message, and the subjects of the message are first the temple and the law. And we divide this something like this. Chapter 7 through verse 3 of chapter 8, the temple is before us. And then all the way from there through chapter 10, why, we have before us the law, that is the book that they had found. And it's very important for us to see this because we see now the temple has been repaired. Book of the law has been found. And the people now in droves are returning back to the temple. It was the thing to do. And they were talking about coming back now to God. And this young man, Jeremiah, he stands there in the gate of the Lord's house. And he gives this message because as he stood there, he heard these people talking.